This is Andrew for Geek News Central. I am in London at the Wearable Technology Show and the Digital Health Conference. I'm with Stephanie from Active Insights, who have a range of professional wearables. Stephanie, tell us a bit about these professional wearables and really what makes them different from the average fitness tracker.
So we come from the research sector predominantly. So our background is in understanding population level health. So measuring lifestyle over a long period of time, so how that might affect diabetes progression, Parkinson's, so how lifestyle affects disease progression in general. As a result of being in the research sector, we have over 300 peer-reviewed papers validating our technologies in a range of those conditions. And really that's one of the huge differentiators between us and a lot of consumer devices on the market. Our validation, our accuracy. Our devices are fully waterproof, so people can swim and shower and wear the technology for long periods of time. We have a device that has a 1-year battery life with no charging required at all. So it means the compliance is excellent. Having been in the research sector, we saw quite a clear gap in the market for what we refer to as the professional sector. So that includes things like medical practitioners, community care sectors, sports bodies, who are interested in lifestyle data and how that's affecting their health. Our approach is different with the consumers in terms of we are very much about empowering those healthcare professionals with that data, which is validated, accurate and reliable, and giving them the tools to then educate and share the individuals on what that data means according to their health. So we have a range of programs, for example, with the NHS around falls prevention and rehabilitation programs in the elderly, to things like cardiac rehabilitation programs and childhood obesity prevention measures. So we're not a mainstream consumer offering. We're in the professional sector.
Okay, so just to kind of clarify, this is mainly used by healthcare professionals to assess their clients and their patients.
Absolutely. So someone, for example, might go to the doctors and say, I've been getting constant headaches. That's the first point of call the doctor has had with that person. They could fit one of our devices and ask them to wear it for a week. They could get an overview of their lifestyle, so how active they are, their sedentary behaviours, how they're sleeping. And using an event marker as well, you could see how often these headaches are occurring, what times of day. And that provides kind of an initial objective tool to then decide a next step diagnosis.
Okay. And I think as well, I mean, looking at the devices, none of these have any displays, do they?
Yes. So the devices are very purposely neutral in design. They're designed to be used on lots of different people. So it's not just purchase one for one individual. The healthcare professional can use that device on lots of different individuals over time. And whilst in some instances providing direct feedback can be beneficial, this is much more around sustainable behaviour change and also a true picture of what someone's doing. Obviously, the second someone starts having information at their wrist, it can be misinterpreted, and it affects what they're doing ultimately. And we're trying to give people a true snapshot of what they're doing.
Okay. And what could these devices actually measure? Is it movement plus pulse or anything like that?
Yeah. So movement, light, and temperature. We don't do physiological vital signs because we do a lot around understanding different behaviours. So we specialise in learning different postures at the wrist. So not just sedentary behaviour, but what is that sedentary behaviour? Perhaps it might be housework or sitting watching television. So it's gaining another layer of insight to that data.
Okay, so you have tools that the professional can use to actually interpret the data that the Active Insight device produces, and they don't just drown in data.
It's all about providing non-judgmental reports that are objective and reliable, and they can then use that to inform a next step diagnosis. They might then decide someone needs polysomnography in a sleep clinic, for example. So that's the main thing. I think another thing that differentiates us from some of the consumer devices in the market is our privacy by design aspect. So recent law changes coming into play around GDPR. We're already completely GDPR compliant. None of our devices hold directly identifying information. We don't sell data. You know, that whole privacy protocol is well thought through from the design process. So that's another thing when you're then in the professional sector and the research sector, it's obviously very important what's happening to people's individual and personal data.
That's very reassuring. And you mentioned that they do have a year-long battery life. How does the healthcare professional actually get the information off the smartwatch or whatever?
That's, yeah, so off the Active Insights band, it's done via Bluetooth connectivity, which on the GP's clinic application, for example, on their PC, they will have an application so they can connect the device and get an instant lifestyle report to share with the patient.
Okay, but the patient still has to come into the GP surgery to actually download the information?
Ultimately they do, because our approach is about empowering the healthcare professional, but we do have a range of APIs available and apps. So for example, we do have a remote uploader app, so someone can open the app at home and upload the data remotely.
That sounds very handy.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to know more, do you have a website?
We do. www.activeinsights.com has lots of information.
Good. And sorry, I should have asked as well, what sort of price point are we talking about here for these devices?
So the healthcare professional device is around £260.
Okay.
And that includes unlimited access to all the data services. One of the things that we do is we can customise different data analytics according to different applications.
No, I mean, that's it's not really that much different from an ordinary fitness tracker in terms of price, and yet you've got that extra level of validation over and above that as well, so that's good.
Absolutely, yeah. And similar to consumer devices, it can be used in lots of different applications, so I've talked a lot about healthcare, but there's obviously synergies in occupational health, sports science, increasingly insurance markets, that kind of area.
That's great. Well, look, thanks very much indeed.
You're welcome. Thank you.